Colorful, the men in the kilts and the bagpipes and the sword dance. Oh, gee, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too.
Ricky, I've got an idea.
No.
You don't even know what it is.
Oh, yes, I do. You want to go to Scotland and look up your mother's relatives.
You think you're so smart. That wasn't it at all. That was the farthest thing from my mind.
All right. What was your idea?
Well, why can't we go to Scotland? I promised Mother that I'd look up some of the McGillicuddy clan. Maybe bring back a bowl of the family plaid, you know.
Yes, forget it.
Oh, why, honey? No. Scotland isn't very far.
Come in.
It wouldn't take very long to go to Scotland.
Oh, hi,
to see how you like the show. Oh, I just loved it. What is that?
Well, it's a dragon. I bought it to take home to little Ricky. I thought it was something different.
Well, it's different, all right.
Well, I have never seen anything like this before.
Really? Well, when I was a kid, they had toy dragons.
When you were a kid, they had real dragons.
Well, it certainly is a ferocious-looking beast.
Do you think it'll scare little Ricky?
Oh, no, he'll love it. Oh. Ethel, how would you like to go to Scotland?
Scotland?
Yeah.
She wants to go to Scotland and look at some of her mother's relatives.
Look, honey, Scotland is a big place. You can just get off the train and walk up to someone and say, take me to the nearest McGillicuddy.
I know just where to look. My great-great-great-grandfather was Angus McGillicuddy. He lived in the wee town of Kildunan in northern Scotland. It's between Golspie and Ullapool.
Oh, you must have made that up.
I did not. Now, look, all I want to do is send a wire up there and see if any of our relatives are still around.
All right. I'd like to hear you explain to the operator about Kilhooly between Gillespie and Babadoo and the Cranapranis.
Gee. Hello. I'd like to send a telegram, please.
Hi.
Good night, baby.
Angus McGillicuddy.
What's so funny about Angus McGillicuddy?
Oh, nothing. It's a very ordinary, everyday name. I know 100 of them.
You should talk. I'll bet your great-great-great-grandfather's name was probably Enchilada Ricardo.
All right. Good night.
All right. Oh, you take the high road and I'll take the low road. Ring, ring.
Lucy, turn off those bagpipes. Now, go to sleep.
Aye, laddie.
Good night.
Hootman.
Calm yourself, my friends. Calm yourself.
Mayor Ferguson, is there a new way to save our happy homes?
No, there's no way. As you're all aware, the ferocious dragon comes to Kildunan every 30 years to eat a McGillicuddy. And for the first time in our history, there's not a single member of all Angus McGillicuddy's clan left to throw to the monster.
Then we must flee.
Aye, it's either flee or die. Tis ne a bra brech nech te mech. Tis ne. There is a terrible two-headed dragon who can swallow with either head. If he dinna fill his toop with McGillicuddy soup, he'll ruin Kildunan instead. To find a McGillicuddy would take a bonny wizard. There's nary a man of the bonny clan. They're all in the Drakken's gizzard.
All in the Drakken's gizzard.
All in the Drakken's gizzard.
Pardon me, but are you the mayor?
I? Who are you?
Oh, well, I'm Lucy, the great-great-great-granddaughter of Angus McGillicuddy.
McGillicuddy? Do you hear that, lads? She's a McGillicuddy!
Well, golly, what a welcome. I didn't know you'd be this glad to see me.
Lucy McGillicuddy, you look good enough to eat.
How can we be sure the lass is a real McGillicuddy?
Oh, I am. Cross my heart and hope to dee.
Well, then you can prove it. Let us see you do the sword dance.
The sword dance?
Aye. You can dance it. Aye.
Aye.
Here is the sword. On with the sword dance. Come along, Lucy. Aye, that you are. There never was a McGillicuddy could dance worth a hoot.
Oh!
Aye, I knew what that means, lad. A McGillicuddy is here. Oh! When you meet a McGillicuddy coming through the rye, then you got a real buddy who for you would die.
There's nothing a McGillicuddy wouldn't do for ye.
Her shirt, her kilts, her cat. She'll give you that.
That's me.
Give a cry.
Hey!
And a yell and a cheer. And a yell and a hoot and a high. McGillicuddy is here.
Give a cry. McGillicuddy is here.
Oh, 'tis very nice to see a McGillicuddy face. even though it may be very long around this place.
If you're a McGillicuddy, you're a heck of a regular fella.
Well, my mother was a Cuddy and my father was a McGilla.
If it's me, Janine, or a friendly chat, she'll give you that.
That's me!
Give a hoot, woo! Give a hoot, woo! Give a hoot and a yen and a cheer. Give a hoot and a yen and a hey and a hi and a gill and a cuddy is here.
You make me feel so welcome. You really have the knack. And though I've not been here before, I sure am glad I'm back. Some cousins of my mother's. Are they around here yet?
The McGillicuddy brothers?
Aye.
Hail, fellas, well et.
I give you my Davy Crockett hat, my shillings, my fillings, my cricket bat, my candied yams, my brandied quince, my TV antenna, my henna rents.
Save a strife.
She'll give us her life.
That's me. That's me.
Give it.
You, you.
A McGillicuddy is here. A McGillicuddy
is here. A McGillicuddy is here. A McGillicuddy is here. All right, take her to the inn and fatten her up. She looks a wee bit bony.
Come along, me bony lassie.
What do you mean, fatten me up? What's the matter with everybody? You were so glad to see me a minute ago.
Aye, that we were, and that we are.
Well, what about a hat and a who and a what and a brrr and all that stuff?
Oh, take it away. Put it in the store. Hey, here comes Scotty McArdo, and he's in a terrible dither.
Mayor! Mayor, I'm in a terrible dither.
When did he arrive?
Last Nick.
Last Nick?
Last Nick. I could see him because it was a bra brick moonlit Nick. Last Nick. We must flee. Run. Run.
Not so fast. Not so fast. Hold your britches.
What britches?
Oh, the one you're wearing under your kilts.
You're supposed to have riches.
Scotty, we found a McGillicuddy.
A real McGillicuddy?
And I hereby assign you to keep an eye on her till we can throw her to the dragon tomorrow.
Aye.
She's in the inn and dinner let her oot.
Aye.
A McGillicuddy is here.
A McGillicuddy is here. The McGillicuddy is here. The McGillicuddy is here.
The McGillicuddy
is here. Are you a McGillicuddy?
That's right. My name is Lucy.
I'm sorry, Miss Lucy. I cannot let you pass.
Why not?
I'm your bodyguard. I'm a Scotty McTavish McDougal McArdo.
You're Scotch?
My great-great-great-grandfather sailed to Scotland with the Spanish Armada. Perhaps you've heard of him. Enchilada Ricardo.
Why are you looking at me like that, Scotty McTavish McDougal McArdo?
You see, you got a maha peehee face.
I got a maha pretty face.
I'm in love with ye.
With me?
I...
Little old Heather Pick and me?
It was love at first sight. But woe is me.
What's the matter?
You're in grave danger.
Why?
They're going to throw Maquila Cori to the dragon tomorrow.
They're going to throw me to a dragon?
Aye. Every 30 years, they throw Maquila Cori to the terrible two-headed dragon for his dinner.
No wonder I'm the last of the McGillicuddies.
I'm in love with the dragon's dinner. The dragon's embraceable dinner. I'll swear my love will e'er be true. I'll serve thee with all me heart. But the hungry dragon will serve thee too. He'll serve ye a la carte.
He'll serve me a la carte.
He'll serve ye a la carte. I'm in love with the dragon's dinner.
And the dragon's a drag on me.
I'm in love with the dragon's dinner. The dragon's embraceable dinner. My bunny chick. You'll always be, you'll fill my every need. But woe is me, I hate to see my chicken fricasseed.
Chicken fricasseed!
My chicken fricasseed, you're the stew in the dragon's dinner.
And the dragon's a drag on me.
Maybe a nip of heather mist will put ye in the mood.
Well, that would be a novel twist. Even the stew would be stewed. But when that dragon starts to eat, I'll really get his goat. I'll kick and I'll scratch and I'll drag my feet all the way down his throat.
I'm in love with the dragon's dinner. The dragon's embraceable dinner. Our wedding day we ne'er will see.
Are our kids that might have been?
Kiss and kin we ne'er will be.
So kiss me while you kin. Kiss me while you kin. And kiss me once again.
I'm in love, I'm in love.
I'm in love, I'm in love.
I'm in love, I'm in love.
The dragon eats.
Oh, that's life, lassies, nature's way. Cats eat mice, dogs eat bones, cows eat grass, and dragons eat McGillicuddies.
Well, let you and I go and have a talk with this terrible two-headed dragon. Maybe it'll listen to reason.
Well, what have we got to lose? Let's go.
Driving me crazy. Gee, I haven't eaten in 30 years. Boy, am I starved.
Me too.
Won't it be good to sink our teeth into a nice, fresh McGillicuddy?
Yummy, yummy, yum.
How do we have it this time?
How about a McGillicuddy burger?
Hello.
Well, what about a McGillicuddy Foo Young?
Oh, no.
Why not?
Well, we only eat once every 30 years. You know how that Chinese food is. You eat it and a year later you're hungry.
Well, I still want a McGillicuddy Foo Young.
Well, I don't.
Well, I do.
Well, I don't.
I do.
Well, I don't.
Well, I...
Oh, whoever said two heads are better than one? Two heads are made better than one, than one. They're not even better than none, than none. So pity a two-headed dragon. Two heads are made better than one.
Hoot, man. Hoot, man.
Whenever I come to a fork in the road, my heads have a terrible fight.
My right head wants to go to the left.
And my left wants to go to the right.
I want to go this way.
I want to go that.
Yes, see, we could never agree.
Oh, I wish we had another head to be the referee.
Hoot, man. Hoot, man.
However, there's one good reason for an extra head to keep.
When I'm too tired to stay awake, I sing myself to sleep.
Sleep gently, sweet dragon. Just close your wee eyes and dream of a dinner of fresh people pie. The dragon is dreaming in slumber so deep. Now get up! And you got
I don't want you
now.
To sleep when I want to sleep. How did you...
I think I hear somebody coming.
Fee-fi-fo-fuddy. I smell the blood of a McGillicuddy.
Hi. 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 Oh, one of them must be a McGillicuddy. Who are you?
I'm Scotty McCardle.
Well, then she must be.
Yeah, I'm tomorrow's blue plate special.
Why do you always have to eat a McGillicuddy? Eat me.
Oh, no, we couldn't do that. Spanish food gives us heartburn. Then I guess tomorrow you're really going to eat me? What are you whistling at?
Get a load of those drumsticks.
I cannot let you go, Lucy.
I will fight the dragon with my bare hands.
You'll fight the dragon for me?
For Bunny Annie Lucy, I will lay me down and thee.
There are moments in a maiden's life when her days are purest bliss. But the moment of them all, the moment I'll recall, the blissest of the bliss is this. For today you will slay me a dragon, my darling, my hero, I'm thrilled.
Ah!
It's like we're in a fairy tale, except you'll probably get killed. But for 32 bars, let's sing and act merrily.
Life is ours.
Temporarily.
It's time for romance, so darling, let's dance the dragon ball. Your life is nil, girl, you know the thrill of the dragon ball.
A dragon's no hoax, he gobbles up folks like chocolate.
But come what may, let's live for today.
And the dragon balls.
A lock of your hair, a darling, we swear, your love's not false.
Take this hanky from me.
Oh.
And this brand new LP.
Xavier McCougat.
The dragon is coming! Throw the McGillicuddy to it!
much then? I say, I lay me doon and dee.
Well, that's what doon and dee means.
Are you kidding?
Go on, now, stop.
What's the matter?
You coward!
Original lyrics were written by Larry Orenstein. Original music by Elliot Daniels. The choreography by Jack Baker. I Love Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at the same time.